Welcome to Lost Christianities, The Battles for Scripture and the Faiths We Never Knew, by Bart D. Ehrman, a book that will permanently change how you think about the origins of the faith that shaped Western civilization. What if the Christianity we know today was never the only version, and the alternatives were deliberately erased? Ehrman, a former evangelical who studied his way to agnosticism through decades of New Testament scholarship, has spent his career uncovering exactly what was buried. Ehrman argues that early Christianity was never a single, unified religion. In the first 2 to 3 centuries after Jesus' death, an enormous variety of Christian movements competed for legitimacy. Each claimed apostolic authority, yet each held radically different beliefs about Jesus, salvation, and which texts were sacred. Some of these groups believed in one God, others believed in two or many more. Certain movements held that Jesus was purely divine and only appeared to be human. Others insisted he was purely human, with no divine nature at all. According to the author, some communities identified the God of the Hebrew Bible as an inferior or even evil deity, a claim that strikes most modern readers as shocking. These were not fringe curiosities but substantial movements with real communities and sophisticated theologies. They produced extensive literary output and commanded genuine followings across the ancient world. What we now call Orthodox Christianity was, in Ehrman's view, just one faction among many competing for dominance. Its eventual victory was neither inevitable nor simply the result of theological superiority. It was won through centuries of social, political, and intellectual struggle, a contest, not a coronation. In winning that contest, the author contends, the victorious faction suppressed and destroyed the texts and traditions of every group it defeated. The result is a heavily filtered historical record, shaped more by power than by truth. Recovering what was lost requires both archaeological luck and rigorous critical scholarship, and that is precisely what this book sets out to do. Consider what it means that entire Christian traditions were not merely forgotten, but actively erased. The victors of early Christianity's internal wars controlled which texts survived and which were burned. That is not theology. That is politics with eternal stakes. Ehrman points to specific examples of these lost movements to make the stakes concrete. The Marcionites rejected the Hebrew Bible entirely and worshipped a God of pure love, distinct from their wrathful Creator. The Ebionites, by contrast, kept Jewish law and saw Jesus as a human prophet, not a divine being. The Gnostics, a broad and varied cluster of groups, believed that secret knowledge, not faith or works, was the path to salvation. According to the author, many Gnostic texts portray the material world as a mistake made by a lesser God. These ideas were not marginal whispers. They filled communities, inspired rituals, and generated gospels. What makes Ehrman's argument so unsettling is the implication for historical memory itself. The texts we call the New Testament were selected, not simply received, chosen by those who had already won the argument. Every excluded gospel, every burned letter, represents a version of Christianity that real people lived and died for. The author insists this is not merely an academic puzzle, but a question about how power shapes truth. When one group controls the archive, it controls the story. Recovering the lost Christianities means confronting the uncomfortable fact that history is always written by the survivors. Ehrman's work ultimately asks us to hold two ideas at once. The Christianity that exists is historically real and meaningful, and it is also the product of contingent human choices. Other outcomes were possible. The faiths we never knew were not inevitable casualties. They were defeated competitors, and their defeat was never guaranteed.